You know, when it comes down to understanding values and beliefs and showing up in a peak state, what I've learned through my partner, Sean Callagy, who's here to my right, he's going to get into all the different things in a condensed matter of what that looks like. But I've never met anyone in my life that knows how to manage his or her state or his state for this in any way, shape, or form, no matter what's going on in the 75 million different things that are happening to him at once. And what I've learned is if you can manage your state, whether you got a good night's sleep, whether you didn't get a good night's sleep, because you're connected to something bigger and you have an outcome that's meant to make the world a better place, that's one of the many things that this brother represents. And if you've been following me, I'll say it again. He is source to what's happening to me, Rob Gill, to Epic, and all the relationships that I have at Epic. And I, just hunting excellence like this is a great gift. And my man, Sean, I'm right here with you, brother.
Love you, brother.
I love you more than life could be, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about you when I was lying in bed this morning.
Wow.
So it sounded a little creepy and weird.
Well, I was thinking about you when I was in the shower this morning.
Beautiful. So I woke up this morning and I asked Alexa, I'm like, what's the weather on Long Beach Island? And it was foggy.
Yeah.
And the last time it was foggy,
oh,
and I went surfing, it was with you, Rob Gill.
It was with me. So, and I'm not a surfer. I was just supposed to watch him.
Yeah. And so Rob's in the water and Rob doesn't love the ocean a whole bunch. And so we go. So this morning I had no Rob. I'm blind. And I'm going out into the ocean by myself in the fog at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I started the day.
And that's what you do.
That's what I do.
And is that about state?
Yeah, 100%. Because for every single one of us, we're going to have all sorts of things we don't want to have happen. I was hoping it was going to be a beautiful sunny day. I have a little bit of peripheral vision, right? So I can experience light, you know, a little bit. Big difference for me if it's sunny or foggy. And so I'm going out there by myself thinking like, if I end up eaten by a great white, and by the way, where I'm going surfing is where the original Jaws shark attack happened,
yep,
in 1916, yep, on Long Beach Island,
we're
which
due.
Inspired it.
We're,
yeah,
due.
We're due.
We're
like
due.
It's 106 years, 107
we're
years
we're
now.
Due for an attack.
And I don't have Rob Gill there. But
no.
Rob Gill then calls me a little while later. It's like, let's rock the things in Atlantic City. And I'm like, absolutely, because for every one of us, Rob, we're going to face circumstances every single day of our life that are not what we want happening. And that's how you've built everything you built, how you built Epic Elite, how you overcame so many different things in your life, so many distortions, corruption, insanity that you still deal with. I still deal with.
Yeah.
And Rob, I love you. Couldn't be more honored to be here in Atlantic City with you.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you, Sean. That means so much to me for you to be here, because you are like the main sponsor for Epic Elite AAU, which is an unbelievable gift for these kids. Here's my question. I want to pivot this to business and state. So, you know, people work with me, not for me, that maybe don't show up the way they could show up. And me as a leader is supposed to teach them. But there's a lot of times where I get frustrated because sometimes I want for them more than they want for themselves. And I know you suffered from that as well. How do you handle that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I said.
Because I'm struggling.
I'll tell you what I said to my team yesterday morning. So yesterday morning, I built up a conversation with the team. And for the sake of time, I won't go through all the conversation. But it was about where we are and what we're bringing. And I started saying things like this. What the f*** does Oprah Winfrey have on you? What the f*** does Tony Robbins, who is a janitor, have on you? Oprah was an African-American woman in a gender-based bias discrimination situation. She was molested by people in her family. She was a teen pregnancy, which means statistically she should be f***ing broke. And she's 25,000 times higher net worth than the median American household. Tony Robbins, a janitor, beaten by his mother. I ain't putting down Oprah or Tony, but what the f*** do they have on you?
Yep.
How is it possible that anybody here in this team, that these people that I'm talking about have something on you? Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, every one of these people, what do they have on you? And I actually said it. What the does Rob Gill have on you?
Yeah.
Rob Gill grew
I'll
up,
tell you what I
took
got on
bullets.
I'll tell you. I'll tell these motherfuckers what I got on.
Yes.
Them. I got heart, passion, truth, transparency, and integrity, motherfuckers. That's what the I got.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got it, call me because I'll show you how to get it.
Why do we have to curse and have profanity?
Because
sometimes
it translates.
Yeah, a lightning bolt needs to be disrupted to wake people up to the greatness inside of every single one of us.
And stop lying to my man, too. Show up, because that's why I don't show out. That's why I did my own thing, because you motherfuckers be lying to him. You want that?
Thank
that's
you.
Some real talk.
All right, let's go real talk.
Stop
so,
lying.
So for every
stop taking. Start giving.
Yeah. I had the blessing and privilege, Rob, of Dennis Slezak affecting us as freshman in high school at Emerson, New Jersey. Coach Larry Ennis, Coach Stan Woods, Coach Tom Filato, these people instilled in us the volcanic desire to bring out the best in each other, which sounds weird. right, where people go compete with each other and get themselves in a peak place and light people up on the team. But when you're on a team that causes the rising of each other, besides the lying to each other about staying comfortable, that's when something powerful happens. So that's what I did today, and that's what I would say the entire Epic team. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, really. No, go into them, because there's some deletion, dilution, distortion. Yeah.
Remember children, where you were.
Children running around with butcher's knives.
Remember
2 years old.
Where you were.
And they expect more leads.
Remember where you were. Remember what it was like before 2017. Remember what was on your tax return.
I got the stats.
Remember those numbers. Remember those dollars for every single one of us. That's what's happening here. And every single game happening here, every team walking off the court has a whole bunch of reasons why they lost, except I didn't bring it. The people that rise are the people that point the finger right here.
That's right. Okay. And I would offer that to everybody out there. So my whole point is, and thank you for that, how do you manage your state? And listen, I'm not trying to say nothing about the team at Unblinded, other than instead of being reactionary towards you, why don't they just step into a place where they, if it is to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
If it is to be, it's up to me. And if you truly want to make it work, don't take a salary no more. Don't take a salary. Because if you don't take a salary and you show up the next day, you're the one that's going to win the riches with Sean. I promise you that. It's that salary that cuts your knees off. And I promise you that all day long. And I'm talking not for everybody. But for some of you folks that are supposed to be there, taking this to a whole nother level. Just my opinion, but what do I know? I'm just the guy that went from 8 to 3,000 meetings. I'm just the guy, by the way, that went from negative 400 to plus 700 to plus 2.2, plus 5, and we're trending 10 million in revenues in 30 months because I followed 10% of the formula. Maybe you should do 11.
And we get together, energy flows and flies. And here's the thing. Because I'm going to say this to everybody in Platinum Partners, everybody in Lies. I'm telling the truth.
I'm coming for them, too. Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Are
you a fan of Tony Robbins, or do you model him? Because, by the way, my cousin was Tony's assistant back in the very beginning of the day. I know people who were there. You're kidding yourself if you think that Tony built what he built by sitting in a circle and having candles lit. That's not how that motherfucking beast, hero, warrior, loved him to no end, studied him, live it. That's not how he built what the fuck. He built.
I'm meditating.
That is not how he built what he built.
Stop
distorting the truth.
Stop smoking weed and drinking.
Yeah. And stop trying to white swap and every other motherfucking thing you want to do.
Put down the booze.
Yes. Stop at 2 o'clock in the morning and judging people and step up with people in loving people like Tony does and telling them the motherfucking truth, which has him having people distort him, BuzzFeed bull, because he's a man and a warrior and a leader. And that's why he walked up to me, his mother house, and hugged me and kissed me. That's why you said to your mother, half of you, I love you.
Hey, by the way, hold on. Palpatineism is a real thing too, by the way. If we can get into Palpatineism, what kind of time check, guys? Palpatineism. We got 2 minutes, Sean.
Let's go.
Palpatineism, whether it's in Tony or even in our own backyards, what does that look like for these folks?
Yeah. When people rise, are you like a scorpion pulling them down, or are you causing their rising? Are you a scorpion pulling people down? Are you pulling people back down? Or are you making people rise together? That is the question. The only people who I want to have any space with are people causing each other to rise. No more fake confusion exists in my space. I will not set foot in a space and be around people that are not causing each other to co-elevate in love, in belief, in empowerment. None of us are perfect.
No.
I do stupid things. Shit. He does stupid things. We all do stupid things.
But I say sorry at the end of the day,
right.
And I mean it.
Do we rise together, or do we sit there and try to be Emperor Palpatine? Are you Yoda telling Luke the truth, or are you Palpatine hiding in corners? And on your team, extinguish, love them, but send them out. Any Palpatines, only have Yodas and Obi-Wans and Lukes. Nobody's perfect. We're all rising. Rob Gill, brother, it's an honor and privilege. Love you, and that's what we're doing.
Wow, unbelievable. Thank you, brother. Love you so much. And listen, go ahead and click the link below. If you have any questions for Sean, or if you want to get to know Sean a little bit more, please reach out to me, because the brother drops knowledge. His action is louder than the words. And oh, guess what? If you don't know how to have conversations with people, if you're an introvert and don't know how to start the conversation, he's got a secret. And the secret's a formula with 5 questions. And the 5 questions are meant to build rapport. So then you could obviously create leverage, disrupt the pattern, and create an empowering alternative. He's the guy that gave that to me and created it. So if you want to get with Sean, click the link below. If you want to do other videos, let us know. And by the way, if you want us to co-sponsor a podcast where we just sit here all day and just talk, let us know, because we're interested in that as well.
One final, final?
Final, final.
Here's the final, final. I don't curse all the time. I don't curse most of the time. At our events, I don't even curse. I'm here in a gym environment, a tournament environment, athletically, with my brother Rob Gill, coming from Hudson County. So we were doing like street reel. This is not what it looks like all the time. So if I offend anybody with the cursing, my apologies. And it's a disruptive force and element.
We're not cursing at you. We're cursing with you to make a point. Anyway, thanks for checking me out, checking us out. Continue to follow. Click that link and answer and put any questions that you may have that we can answer for you. Thank you.